Bean stood alone in the room, trying to grasp what this might mean. Nobody went to command school without 3 years of pre-command in either tactical or support. But then, nobody left battle school without at least 6 years, and Ender had had only 4. The system is breaking up. No doubt about it. Either somebody at the top is going crazy, or something's gone wrong with the war. The real war. The bugger war. Why else would they break down the training system like this? Wreck the game the way they did? Why else would they put a little kid like me in command of an army? Bean wondered about it as he walked back down the corridor to his own bed. The lights went out just as he reached his bunk. He undressed in darkness, fumbling to put his clothing in a locker he couldn't see. He felt terrible. At first he thought he felt bad because he was afraid of leading an army, but it wasn't true. He knew he'd make a good commander. He felt himself wanting to cry. He hadn't cried since the first few days of homesickness after he got here. He tried to put a name on the feeling that put a lump in his throat and made him sob silently, however much he tried to hold it down. He bit down on his hand to stop the feeling, to replace it with pain. It didn't help. He would never see Ender again. Once he named the feeling, he could control it. He lay back and forced himself to go through the relaxing routine until he didn't feel like crying anymore. Then he drifted off to sleep. His hand was near his mouth. It lay on his pillow, hesitantly, as if Bean couldn't decide whether to bite his nails or suck on his fingertips. His forehead was creased and furrowed. His breathing was quick and light. He was a soldier. And if anyone had asked him what he wanted to be when he grew up, he wouldn't have known what they meant.
When he was crossing into the shuttle, Ender noticed for the first time that the insignia on Major Anderson's uniform had changed. "Yes, he's a colonel now," said Graff. "In fact, Major Anderson has been placed in command of the battle school as of this afternoon. I have been reassigned to other duties." Ender did not ask him what they were. Graff strapped himself into a seat across the aisle from him. There was only one other passenger, a quiet man in civilian clothes, who was introduced as General Pace. Pace was carrying a briefcase, but Graff carried no more luggage than Ender did. Somehow that was comforting to Ender, that Graff also came away empty. Ender spoke only once on the voyage home. "Why are we going home?" he asked. "I thought command school was in the asteroids somewhere." "It is," said Graff. "But the battle school has no facilities for docking long-range ships, so you get a short landside leave." Ender wanted to ask if that meant he could see his family. But suddenly, at the thought that it might be possible, he was afraid, and so he didn't ask. Just closed his eyes and tried to sleep. Behind him, General Pace was studying him. For what purpose, Ender could not guess. It was a hot summer afternoon in Florida when they landed. Ender had been so long without sunlight that the light nearly blinded him. He squinted and sneezed and wanted to get back indoors. Everything was far away and flat. The ground, lacking the upward curve of battle school floors, seemed instead to fall away, so that on level ground Ender felt as though he were on a pinnacle. The pull of real gravity felt different, and he scuffed his feet when he walked. He hated it. He wanted to go back home, back to the battle school, the only place in the universe where he belonged.
Arrested?
Well, it's a natural thought. General Pace is the head of the military police. There was a death in the battle school.
They didn't tell me whether Colonel Graff was being promoted or court-martialed. Just transferred with orders to report to the Polemarch.
Is that a good sign or bad?
Who knows? On the one hand, Ender Wiggin not only survived, he passed a threshold. He graduated in dazzlingly good shape. You have to give old Graff credit for that. On the other hand, there's the fourth passenger on the shuttle, the one traveling in a bag.
Only the second death in the history of the school. At least it wasn't a suicide this time.
How is murder better, Major Imbu?
It wasn't murder, Colonel. We have it on video from two angles. No one can blame Inda.
But they might blame Graf. After all this is over, the civilians can rake over our files and decide what was right and what was not. Give us medals where they think we were right, take away our pensions and put us in jail where they decide we were wrong. At least they had the good sense not to tell Ender that the boy died.
It's the second time, too.
They didn't tell him about Stilson, either.
The kid is scary.
Ender Wiggin isn't a killer. He just wins. Thoroughly. If anybody is going to be scared, let it be the buggers.
Makes you almost feel sorry for them, knowing Ender's going to be coming after them.
The only one I feel sorry for is Ender. But not sorry enough to suggest they ought to let up on him. I just got access to the material that Graf's been getting all this time, about fleet movements, that sort of thing. I used to sleep easy at night.
Time's getting short?
I shouldn't have mentioned it. I can't tell you secured information.
I know.
Let's leave it at this. They didn't get him to command school a day too soon, and maybe a couple of years too late.
Children?
Brother and sister. They'd layered themselves five times through the nets, writing for companies that paid for their memberships. That sort of thing. Devil of a time tracking them down.
What are they hiding?
Could be anything. The most obvious thing to hide, though, is their ages. The boy is 15, the girl is 12.
Which one is Demosthenes?
The girl, the 12-year-old.
Pardon me, wait a minute. I don't really think it's funny, but I can't help but laugh. All this time we've been worried, all the time we've been trying to persuade the Russians not to take Demosthenes too seriously, we held up Locke as proof that Americans weren't all crazy warmongers. Brother and sister, pubescent.
And her last name is Wiggin.
Coincidence?
The Wiggin is a third. They are one and two.
Oh, excellent. The Russians will never believe
that Demosthenes and Locke aren't as much under our control as the Wiggin.
Oh. Is there a conspiracy? Is someone controlling them?
We have been able to detect no contact between these two children and any adult who might be directing them.
Mm-hmm. So that is not to say that someone might not have invented some method you can't detect. It's hard to believe that two children...
I interviewed Colonel Graf when he arrived from the battle school. It is his best judgment that nothing these children have done is out of their reach. Their abilities are virtually identical with the Wiggin. Only their temperaments are different. What surprised him, however, was the orientation of the two personas. Demosthenes is definitely the girl, but Graf says the girl was rejected for battle school because she was too pacific, too conciliatory, and above all, too empathic.
Definitely not Demosthenes.
And the boy has the soul of a jackal.
Wasn't it Locke that was recently praised as the only truly open mind in America?
It's hard to know what's really happening. But Graf recommended, and I agree, that we should leave them alone, not expose them. Make no reports at this time except that we have determined that Locke and Demosthenes have no foreign connections and have no connections with any domestic group either, except those publicly declared on the nets.
In other words, give them a clean bill of health.
I know Demosthenes seems dangerous, in part because he, or she, has such a wide following. But I think it's significant that the one of the two of them who is most ambitious has chosen the moderate, wise persona. And they're still just talking. They have influence, but no power.
In my experience, influence is power.
If we ever find them getting out of line, we can easily expose them.
Oh, only in the next few years. The longer we wait, the older they get, and the less shocking it is to discover who they are.
You know what the Russian troop movements have been. There's always the chance that Demosthenes is right, in which case...
We better have Demosthenes around. All right, we'll show them clean for now, but watch them. And I, of course, have to find ways of keeping the Russians calm.